Big Joe here for B&W Plumbing, HVAC, and Electrical, your American Standard dealer getting ready for spring. It's time to spruce up your home for spring. And who better to trust than B&W Plumbing, HVAC, and Electrical? For over 60 years, they've been serving Central Indiana with integrity, hard work, and a commitment to excellence. Go to bpluswradio.com/radio to learn more. B&W Plumbing, HVAC, and Electrical is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer serving Central Indiana for over six decades.
I'm just eating these cookies that Zubilation dropped off for us, Tony.
Oh, they're
delicious.
You
have one of those?
I scarfed mine down earlier.
Taylor's Bakery butter cookies. Zubilation dropped these little gift bags off for us. They go on sale. Zubilation tickets go on sale tomorrow, February 1st. Always a good time. You ever been out there? Zubilation?
No, I haven't. I mean, I've been out to the zoo.
It's a swanky event, baby.
The swanky event.
Oh, man. Great food, drinks, live music. People get dressed up, tuxedos, the whole deal.
Do you get to, like, hang out with the penguins?
Yeah, you get to walk around and hang out with everybody.
My daughter loves penguins, so I got to ask. You know, that sounds like it'd be pretty fun.
Let's see, Zubilation. Tickets go on sale tomorrow and Friday, June 9th, starting at 5:30.
Good. I don't want to be out there when it's 25.
Yeah, but when you're wearing a tuxedo, you're sweating.
Good. Yeah.
But
yeah.
People dress up all crazy, too. It's just a fun night and a great fundraising event.
Absolutely.
Did you see this Rolling Stone article about the Jane's Revenge folks?
Yes, I did.
So this is actually kind of interesting. The DOJ announced the first arrest of the individuals behind Jane's Revenge. A bunch of instances of arson across the country and vandalism at crisis pregnancy centers.
Yeah, so people who don't know, Jane's Revenge is a pro-abortion group that is very anti-pro-life groups. So they despise pro-life groups. They go around targeting women's crisis centers that provide resources to women who are pregnant and don't have a lot of resources at their disposal. And so Jane's Revenge has gone around, like, writing on buildings with their spray paint cans and markers: if abortions aren't safe, you aren't either.
I remember that one.
Burning down buildings and all this stuff. So the Department of Justice announces, hey, we got a few of them. And the Rolling Stones, and I did see this article, and it is stupid.
they're mad that they arrested him.
Yeah, the Rolling Stones said, oh, well, looks like they finally caught the right-wing boogeymen, these, and I quote, two activists. Wait, I thought these were domestic terrorists. They're arsonists. They're burning down buildings. They're vandalizing for
Molotov
political reasons.
Cocktails. Writing threatening and intimidating language across crisis pregnancy center walls.
Now, wait a minute. Violence, destruction, and intimidation for a political purpose. Ding, ding, ding. That's the definition for terrorism, activists.
But the ironic part is they're using a law aimed at actually protecting abortion access. There's a law in the mid-90s, I don't know if you read this part, about just protecting healthcare services in general. And it was designed really to protect abortion access and abortion doctors and things like that. We're using the same law to prosecute these crazy lunatics that were doing all this damage. And I think that was
That's some poetic justice. Yeah, it must have grated on the Rolling Stones editor to post that part.
By the way, just real quick, while we have a chance, got about 30 seconds here. This is Joe Biden. Do you want to set this clip up? You sent this one to me.
So,
the press was asking Joe Biden how, you know, the Catholic Church and the Pope are against using
the Catholic Church is very against abortion. They're against, you know, the federal government funding abortion.
Federal tax dollars. Yeah.
And Biden responds with this.
Catholic Church is federal tax dollars, not abortion. No, they are not all doing that. Nor is the Pope doing that.
Mr. President.
So for those of you that don't speak airplane, the president said, no, the Catholic Church is not doing that, and no, the Pope is not doing that. So I guess Biden knows better than the Pope and the Catholic. Congrats. I guess the Catholic Church can take a break. Biden's here.
All right. We'll be right back. It's the Hammer and Nigel show.